Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to let you see the latest returns potential with these crypto coins, virtually unknown ones. These are probably like bottom fishing, but what do you care? Returns are returns, right? Saturday, July 11th, 3:47 p.m. I'm going to show you this for the last few days. Okay, so let me just blow up this little guy here. So what we're looking at are the charts for the last few days, and hopefully this will impress you. Before I get started, a couple things. I just put up a new product. If you're worried about your retirement, you can get a product I've got, and there's a sales presentation. Just go over to quantlabs.net/retire. You can sign up here. Also, you can get our product with a sales presentation here. It's only 20 bucks. Also, if you want to get some free books, again, the usual, quantlabs.net, you can get them here. And those are about how to trade like a boss and algo trading and using platform like MotiveWave. So let's get started with these returns. Okay, here we go. All right, so the usual things that we're looking for are namely in this type of chart. You can see that green line there, this one right here. We'd like to see positive trend, that's the trend line for the last 5 weeks. So as long as that trend line is, or the slope of it is positive, the stronger that slope, the higher potential for profit. There are a couple of coins in here that you'll see that are, have negative slope that have done really well. I don't know if I'd develop a system around that, because when you take on trades, you possibly can lose money if the trend's not in your favor. So I've only usually call out the ones that have a strong trend and where the price is approaching and crossing over the trend line as your entry. So here's the first one, AION, USDT. Everything's in USDT, Tether. So here's another one. You can see this return here. Like, the returns are just astronomical. So we have here, as I said, July 11th. So this started taking off at around, let's say, July 9th. So these are over 2 days, 0.24 to 0.28. That's over 10% in a matter of 2 days. So to get those kind of returns are, in my mind, pretty impressive. And of course, you've never heard of these. So we have another one here called Algo USDT, which is one I just showed you again. But I don't know if I'd have my system take that trade just due to the fact of, as I said, the negative trend line here. So we have here Band USDT. Again, you can see the move up here. This is over 50% in, I'm going to estimate around July 8th to today, and it's still moving up. So you've got here 1.2 to 1.8. So that's obviously a 50% return. So the potential is there, but you see that negative slope there. So we have here BTT. Let's just see if this is, so this is a positive trend. I would have taken this trade. You can see here from, let's say, 0.30035 to 0.0045, whatever that return is, but still, that's a pretty big jump. No leverage needed to get that as compared to Forex. Here's the next one, CELR USDT. I put out a few calls on this. This has been doing okay. Not huge profit, but obviously you'll take it from 0.04 to 0.05 up. So that's probably a 10-15% return. As you can see, it's a positive return there. And then we have this CHR. Again, that's positive. So right here, you can see this is a potential entry. Not a big return, but this is the kind of return you get on any of these 0.25 all the way up to pretty close to 0.05, which is almost doubling your money in how many days. So that kind of move would have happened from, let's say, the 12th to the 13th, so in about a day or two. So that's why I like hodling for the right coins. All right, so here we have ZHD, CHZ. Again, that's slightly positive, but historically they do okay. 0.12 past 0.014, so that alone, that's a probably at least a 10% move, which again are really good. You can see the number of opportunities here is pretty, quite a few. I just put up my latest calls for my analytic members, and there's about six pairs there. to choose from. A few days ago, it was only one that made a little bit of money. So the market conditions obviously change, but there's always something there to call out on. So CUMP USDT, here's a good one. I've never heard of this one. This is a new one. And look at this kind of return. So here's the trend. Let's see here. Here's a trend up. So we have two opportunities that have moved up. So we have 0.0256. So I'm going to estimate it's a 10% move. This one, again, still in motion. So that's another 10% move. Let's see if I can gauge that. So we're looking at 0.026 up to 0.032. Comes back down, and then that's just a little below 0.03. And then that's up to 0.034. So that's a 10% move just in this leg up here. And that's still in play. So these are the kind of moves we get, roughly on average 10% up to 25-50%, sometimes doubling as well. So that's why I like these moves here. Okay, so we have CVC, that's slight negative. Doc, here's another one I've never heard of. So you can see here, when that opportunity comes, the volume will kick in. So liquidity should not be a huge concern, because other people are probably following these trends. So you can see here in Doc, 0.08 to 0.0, I'm not going to say 1.4, but I don't know. That's pretty close to a 50% return in a very short time period. We're looking at July 10, 11, 12, so a two-day period for that. So again, we have Doge. Doge is starting to move positive. You can see here the trend has started to move upward, and this is something to do with China. So you can see here 0.03 would have been your entry all the way up to 0.005. So that's, again, close to doubling your money in a very short time period. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe 4 or 5 days. This to me is manipulated, but if you can ride off of that and make money off it, why not? Okay, so we have here FET. We've seen this a few times. You can see here entry, and then this is still in motion. As you can see here, trending up, and I'm going to estimate 0.32 all the way up to 0.04. So that's another, again, 10 plus percent return. And it's still, as you can see, in motion. Here we have GTO. We've seen this before. The trend's not as strong, but going from, let's say, 0.08 to 0.09, that's 10% again. We call that a howdy doody. Okay, so we're going to ignore this one. ICX, I don't know if this is a... So it has now moved into positive trending. So 0.035, 0.4, so that's 10%. It's still in place. So it's 10 plus, and maybe that profit may continue on that one. IOSDT, you can see that's got a positive trend. There's an entry opportunity. These profit opportunities are not as strong as you want, but even still back here at 0.06 all the way up to 0.007, again, 10 plus percent. This one's doing really well. We've seen this a few times, Cava. So let's see here. So that's been a very strong here from 1.3, let's say, up to 1.8. So you do the math there. That's been doing really good. That's still in motion as well. Lend, that's a positive you can see here. So we have two opportunities here, last few days. This one at 0.18, oh man, up to 0.23, still in motion, just on that leg up here, profit. LRC, so we have here, 0.09 to 0.11. It's pretty small, but it's pretty good. LSK, negative trend, Litecoin negative trend. But look at Litecoin, what it's done here. I wouldn't have traded that, but even if you wanted to, from roughly $42 all the way up to 47, so that's just over 10%. Matic, I think this is negative as well, which it is. Okay, MCO, obviously that looks negative. MDT, that's positive now. But look at this move, 0.01 all the way up to 0.1, let's say 1.5. So that's roughly a 50% move. Again, data don't lie. So that's going to be over 1, 2, maybe 3 days. MITH, this is positive. Again, you can see here the entry being at 0.0065 all the way up to 0.008. And PX, it's moved up nice here, 0.16 to 0.00. I'm sorry, yeah. So let's say from 0.00016 to 0.002, that's probably a 25% move there. This is the big move we've seen last week with OGN. So that went from roughly 0.25 and doubling, literally 0.05 or 0.5. See how many days it takes? Not very long, 1 or 2 days. We caught that one last week. OMG, this is a negative trend, no big deal there. This other one called 1 USDT. So we have here from 0.05 all the way up to 0.65 roughly. Amazing moves here. So we have our REN. So you can see here 1, 2, 3, 4 potentials there of making money since June, late June, June 23rd, I'm going to estimate. So 0.18, let's say right here, 0.16 all the way up to 0.2, 25% move. And that just happened less than a week ago. REN, this one's not too bad. We just looked at that. REP. So we have some smaller moves there. Okay, so let's look at SC. This is C, a coin. I've seen this before. Not as strong as you'd hope. T Fuel, it's flat. This is a new one, TOMO USDT. That's pretty strong trend here. So that's point, let's say 0.06 all the way up to 0.0, or sorry, 0.6 to 0.7, still in play if you wanted. Looks like it's moving up still. TUSDT, this is again linked to tethered to the US dollar. So this one's going to be quite flat, which it pretty well is. Wave is the last one here. This one's getting positive now. And if it does, you're going from 1.17 up to roughly 1.22. So this one could be a big mover when it moves. All right, that's pretty well it. Just wanted to show you these. Let me know what you think. Again, if you are interested in this stuff, you might want to look into this quantlabs.net/retire or quantlabs.net. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.